This story from the Gospel of Matthew, the story about Peter being given the name and the responsibility of the keys of the kingdom, that story is found fully only in this one gospel, in Matthew. But that's not surprising because, if you will, Matthew is Peter's evangelist, Peter's writer, as Luke is Paul's evangelist, Paul's writer. And so in the Gospel according to Matthew, much of who Peter is and the role of Peter in that early community is emphasized in Matthew's Gospel. But in order to understand what is being said, we really need to pay attention to what we heard in the first reading, the reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah says to Shebna, who is the person who oversees the palace, the person who has the authority of the king, the prophet says to Shebna, God is taking away your authority and your power. And God is choosing to invest that power in Eliakim. And then the passage goes on to describe what that power involves. And the prophet says, every door you open will remain opened and not closed, and every door you close will remain closed and be unable to open. That the keys of the kingdom, the keys of the palace, I will place upon your shoulder. Well, there is a whole tradition among the Israelites of this role of leadership, of authority, and how that authority is to be exercised. So when Jesus says in Matthew's Gospel to Peter, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and what you bind shall be bound, and what you loose shall be loosed. When Jesus says that, his disciples understand very clearly the tradition that comes out of the Old Testament. They understand the story of Shebna and Eliakim. What this passage in the Gospel of Matthew is meant to do is to talk about the orderly way in which the Church of Jesus Christ is to live its life. Remember, this text is written a good 40 to 45 years after the death and resurrection of the Lord. It reflects two generations of the church's life. And what the text is saying is that the church needs to be an organized community. And that means there needs to be authority invested in some people to assist that community to live its life. And that's what the authority of the keys is about. And it's nothing extraordinary. It's what every one of us understands and knows about the prudent exercise of authority. It's what parents know. You guide the growth of a child, and as that child grows older, you become more flexible. You don't always say no to what the child wants to do. But there is latitude that is given. And the child is free, as the child grows older and older, to make more and more decisions for himself or herself, and to take accountability and responsibility for those decisions. If you hold a child too tightly, where there is not that opportunity to grow, that opportunity to discover the self, that opportunity to discover an autonomy, If you hold the child too tightly, what happens is that eventually things break loose and the child rebels. Anyone who runs a business knows the same thing, that if that business is to work well, then there must be a commitment around the mission and a commitment around the philosophy of the business. But there also must be a lot of latitude and freedom so that people who work in that business or industry can bring their own creativity, their own energy, their own strength to the success of that business. And if the person holds too tightly, if the owner holds too tightly, then what happens is that initiative is stifled and opportunity is missed. And so that's what the gospel is saying about leadership in the church. That leadership must know when to rein in and when to let loose. Leadership must know how to encourage as well as how to restrain. That it is an art to lead. And that we in the church believe that the Spirit of God is present in every single member of the community of the faith. So there must be enough elbow room for that Spirit to work His will among us. So that means you don't hold too tightly. But you don't hold too loosely either, because then there's no direction. Then there's no purpose. And so the challenge that the gospel puts to Peter, that Jesus puts to Peter, is to confirm the faith of his sisters and brothers, to hold them to the mission of the gospel, and to grant sufficient room for them to express what the Spirit is calling forth in each of their lives. Pope John the 23rd said that in the essentials of faith, there must be unity. In everything that is non-essential, there must be freedom. And in all things, there must be charity.